This Sunday, several Hollywood actors will be crowned as the best in their category at the Oscar ceremony. When it comes to acting, how do you judge what's best? One measure, an actor's ability to take on a challenging accent, to speak on screen as if they were born and bred in a particular locale. So we decided to assess some of this year's nominees by way of dialect. And here to help us is Paul Meyer. He's a dialect coach and a professor of theater at the University of Kansas. Professor, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here, Michelle.
Now, let's begin with Southern accents. This is difficult because you have to do more than just stretch your vowels and put a little bit of twang in your voice. You have to get the region correct. And we're going to begin with Hilary Swank, who's playing an aspiring boxer from Missouri, and she plays this boxer in a film called Million Dollar Baby. Let's take a listen.
The truth is, my brother's in prison. My sister cheats on welfare by pretending one of her babies is still alive. My daddy's dead, and my mama weighs 312 pounds. If I was thinking straight, I'd go back home, find a used trailer, buy a deep fryer and some Oreos. The problem is, this is the only thing I ever felt good doing. If I'm too old for this, then I got nothing.
She's a native of Lincoln, Nebraska, but she was doing an accent from somewhere in the southern Missouri. Did she get it right?
She did, yes. Down near the Arkansas border, you know, hard R's, and pretend instead of pretend, sense and memory and that kind of sound, and she incorporated it into her performance, wore it easily in a sense. That's what we look for in successful dialect acting. It doesn't stand out. It's you listen to dialect examples, you listen to real people. And often my students and actors who first attempt to do Southern accents, suddenly the character becomes less intelligent than they are. And Southern accents are particularly subject to editorializing on the part of coastal actors, if you know what I mean.
Professor, let's switch gears and continents, and let's look at Don Cheadle. He plays a Rwandan man in Hotel Rwanda. He's an African speaking accented English. Let's hear a clip from this film.
There will be no rescue, no intervention force. We can only save ourselves. Many of you know influential people abroad. You must call these people.
Does a marvelous job. You've got that fairly staccato rhythm that you have there. No rescue, save ourselves abroad. And you got that little tapped, flapped R there. Quite different. I mean, Don Cheadle was born just up the road here in Kansas City. And you very rarely hear African-American actors do African accents, and he does it marvelously, as if he was born there.
Finally, let's look at Johnny Depp. He took on a dangerous role, the Scottish J.M. Barrie in the film Finding Neverland.
Write about your family. Write about the talking whale.
What whale?
The one that's trapped in your imagination and desperate to get out.
I have actually begun writing about the adventures of the Davies brothers myself.
A play?
A play indeed, yes. And I would be extremely honored if you would allow me the use of your name for one of the characters.
I was knocked out. I mean, I was in the film, when I was a member of the audience, I was instantly at home. And, you know, he nailed some very, very interesting sounds, you know, that actors often get wrong. You know, I heard him say, get out, out. That's a sound that a lot of my students get wrong. Characters, desperate. But it, overall, it's his subtlety and the way he integrates it and wears the accent so carefully. His voice hardly raised above a whisper in that film. You know, it's harder to find him out as not quite from that area.
You liked all of these performances. You gave
them
all high marks. I'm going to ask you a difficult question. Of all the films you've seen this year, particularly those that are now nominated or whose actors are nominated, was there anyone who didn't get it right?
Often when there are children involved in these period pieces, you've got contemporary British children playing the period children in the Barrie play, and often there's a huge discrepancy between the more classical standard British English of the older characters, like Julie Christie's character. And there was a little bit of a generation gap. It didn't quite sound as if the kiddies were raised at the same period. So there's another aspect of dialect where you not only got the region right, you've got to get the period right.
Paul Meyer, it's been fun talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Paul Meyer is a dialect instructor for theater and film. He's also the founder of the Idea Archive, an online collection of dialects from around the world.